This is Do The Spray FM, Pan-African Radio. Pan-African Radio.
Hello again, my people. How na day? Na me again. Me do your best, baby, under the spray. Welcome back to Lover's Nest Show, and you can only be listening to me right now on the Dispray FM First Born African Radio. So don't touch that die. Don't go anywhere. Let's roll up together. I've got so many things for you to say today. So yeah, first and first, a big thanks to our listeners, our supporters, our sponsors, our lovers out there. Thank you for staying with us. Thanks for choosing us. Thanks for supporting us. Thank you so much for being you as well. We love you so much. So much love from Dudu Spree to you. So guys, let's go for today's conversation. But as you all know, first flashback to our previous topic on Lover's Net, which was friendship. Yeah, that was our previous topic. I've told you that I've got you. Just in case you missed my episode, you can always catch up at Dudu Spree YouTube. So yeah, we actually are in relationship. We've been treating this topic for quite a long time now, but yeah. We've completed romantic relationship, and the previous one was friendship, and now today's topic is marriage relationship. But before we dig in, let's go for a short break. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Say you love me.
This is Do The Spray FM, Pan-African Radio.
Welcome back, my lovely people. So let's dig it. I know we all know what married relationship is. Like generally, we know that if two strangers or maybe friends, let's just say, if two people come together, agree to spend the rest of your life together, then go for introduction, then engagement, registry, then the main wedding ceremony. That part that we all eat jollof rice and fried rice, or maybe we'll buy a shrebi and stuff like that. That is what most people know about marriage relationship. But trust me when I tell you that there is more to it. That's not where it ends. Marriage is broad, it's deep, and it's interesting, very interesting. And today I'll be discussing after party marriage. Yeah, that those ones are just ceremonies. So let's go deep into it and know what marriage is all about. Like what is really inside marriage. So first, my question is, what is marriage really? Like, what is marriage? And my definition here says, marriage is a legally and socially sanctioned union. Usually happens between a man and a woman, which is regulated by laws, rules, customs, beliefs, and attitudes that prescribe the rights and duties of the partner and accord status. Yeah, that's it. Also, we can say it's a matrimony or wedlock. Yeah, you just say it's simple like that. So that's for marriage relationship. But let's be real. Between me and you, what is about this marriage? Like, don't you think that this marriage thing calls attention a lot more? Like, why is it so important? Let's know. I want to know why marriage is so important that everybody has to get married. Like, though it's not some adults taking it serious, but generally, we all know that marriage is something very important. Like, somehow compulsory for everyone. You get? I don't know if you're feeling it, but yes, I feel like it's somehow general. Like, it has to happen anyhow, anyway. So you have to go to your husband out, you have to go and marry your wife somehow. Yeah, so why is it so important and why does it cause like more attention? I'm just saying, let's take it from this side. Let's start from the scratch, then get to the bottom of it. And I'll start from the three combinations that becomes pillar in a relationship or marriage, which are passion, intimacy, and commitment/decision. So let's pick them one by one. Let's know which one and which one. Let's know what they are. So intimacy is the closeness, the connection, and the bond that hold the relationship on its own. You know, the romance, the physical attraction, the SS3X, you know, you get it? If you don't get it, forget about it. So those things make up the passion, the physical attraction, the romance, the gift that your spouse buy for you to surprise, and all those things, they are under intimacy, because all those things really urge you to have more passion, to feel more connected, feel more attached to the person to your spouse or your partner. Yeah, that makes you feel more attached to them. That's the passion side of it. We've talked about the intimacy and the passion now. So intimacy will be the one to bring the passion for you. So that's it. Also, think of all those warm, fuzzy feelings. Think of them as kind of normal feelings that you have for your spouse. Then the final part is the commitment and decision. Yeah, this part doesn't have to happen along with the other. Just listen very carefully. For example, a person could decide to love someone but did not pursue a long-term commitment. I don't know if you get that. That's the decision part of it. A person can decide on its own to love someone but did not pursue a long-term commitment. That is, it can love the person but really do not have that mind to be so committed to the person. And even if he or she they'll try to pretend to be a commitment person. Maybe at the end of the day, she can't just pretend for a long time. Do you get? So, but he or she can decide to love that person, but might not pursue a long-term commitment. Also, one could be committed in a relationship without admitting their love. So it's vice versa. So the commitment side, the decision side, they are vice versa. Somehow they collide. So they're different and they're not the same thing. So commitment is different from decision. You can also decide to be committed, but they are two different things, and they are somehow, so it's vice versa. Just in case you're wondering, that I've not mentioned trust as the pillar or anything that has, as a combination, it's not even part of the combination I've mentioned since. Well, just to clear the air, trust is under commitment, yeah, because there's no how you will maintain trust if you're not committed. So if you have to be committed, your spouse will really, really trust you because you're committed. So when they say you're committed, trust is there, loyalty and honest and everything is there for commitment. They both fall hand in hand. So I just hope that I clear it out, that there is trust there, because there's true understanding, there's trust and all that. So it's just like commitment, just pack the whole thing and just put it in one place. Still get, that's what happened. So now we've known the combination that becomes pillar and hold the relationship. Now let's talk about the purpose of relationship. But before that, let's just go for a short break. Please don't touch that dial. I'll be just right back.
Back. If you're just joining, you are on the Dudu Spray FM, first part on African radio.
and you're listening to me do on Lovelessness Show. So you're welcome to the show. We're discussing on marriage relationship. That's our topic for today. And now we want to know the purpose of marriage. Yeah, the purpose of marriage, why we have to marry. Do you know, on the norms, yeah? Do you know that relationship generally can be tricky? And most especially, marriage relationship. You know why? Because aside from ourselves, no single person in our adult lives has as much influence on our health and well-being as our spouse. Like, do you understand what I meant? Like, for example, maybe someone is in love with someone, you know. Okay, let me use heartbreaking as an example. When you love someone so much and they serve you breakfast, do you know how you feel? Like, some people really get sick of that thing. Like, some can be crying and devastated and all that. So there's so much, like, that's what I meant. Like, our spouse, our partners, they have more, like, they have more influence on our health and well-being. They have more influence. They have that on us more than any other person apart from us. So if you are married, you have like your forever partner. They'll do your part. Yes. So they'll know you better than anyone else, you know. Just imagine if you and your husband, for example, have issues. Do you know how you feel? Do you know how you feel? You'll be hungry. If you guys are not talking, you know how you feel, like, you'll be, even though you'll be hungry, but you'll still be protective of them. You don't want anything to happen. You're just hungry because what they did, you know, right? But, you know, you'll be feeling somehow, like, oh God. They have much more influence on us, on our health, on our well-being. Like, oh, that's amazing. Yeah. So, if you're married, well, that's good because that's your forever partner. To death do you apart. I said it earlier. To death do you apart. Nothing's going to come between the two of you. Well, because you guys will know each other better now. You support yourself and lift off each other. You, of course, there's always arguments to come up, and you settle it. You solve so many problems together, you know. But now let's know the purpose. Let's know the main purpose for marriage. So here I have the main purpose for marriage. They are companionship. We have procreation and redemption. Those are the main purpose. Also, people get married for their own reasons too. They get married for love. Some get married to signify a long life commitment. Some get married to provide security for children. Some for legal status and financial security. And some get married for religious belief. Well, in this life that we are now, like in all this world now, the way the old things are now, people get married for so many reasons. Some get married because of money. Some get married because of that. There's so many reasons to get married. So those are the purposes for marriage. So now let's go to the theory part that every couple has to know, like the level surrounded by trust and commitment. Let's go for that. But before that, let's just go for a short break. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Calling me the sugar and they your tea. Calling me the honey where they your bee. Anything you tell me I they believe her. Showing me around like I lost my way. Telling all your friends and I me be bail. Baby see me I don't they believe her. Tell me make I know now. If you show me make I know now. If you don't show me make I know now. If you don't love me, tell me, make I know now. If you show me, make I know now. If you don't show me, oh, make I know now. If you don't love me, oh, make you not talk, say you love me, oh, hey. If you don't need me, oh, nobody talk, say you need me, oh. I take this love, oh, seriously, oh. Baby, oh, make you not play me, oh. Nobody talk, say you love me, oh. Don't
Again, my people, thank you so much for staying with me. So let's talk about the levels, like I said before, we'll go for the short break. So let's talk about the levels surrounded by trust and commitment. Yeah, I have one here that says share fondness and admiration. That is, communicate affection and respect in small ways. You have to communicate with your partners, show them more affection, give them attention, like, and also respect them in small ways, often, more often, like give them the least respect that they deserve, give them any respect that they deserve, that you think, okay, this person deserves this respect, give it to them. And as well, communication is the key. You guys need to communicate better, show them more affection as well. So that is number one. We have build love maps. When I say build love maps, doesn't mean go and take pencil and biro or whatever to build, to draw. No, that's not what I meant. Like, show them genuine interest. Like, show more interest in the internal and external world of your partner. Know your partner's dreams, know their values and goals. Ask them open-ended questions to keep things lively and help to keep the communication going instead of sitting and keeping things bored. So you should know what they want, you should know their dreams, know their values. So that is how you build love map in between you and your spouse. And number three here says manage conflicts. Yeah, there's no how you won't fight. That's normal, it's a normal thing. You will surely fight. Even the tongue and the teeth, they do fight. So there's no how you won't fight with your spouse. There's no way. So let's agree that friendship is the basis for regulating conflict. So you should have like a way of coping things, the way you would the way you manage your conflict, your argument in between yourself. You don't have to make it big or make fools out of it. Like, you just have to like make it so big. It's a relationship thing. Of course you have to fight, there will always be arguments, there will be disagreement and all that, but you just need to learn how to manage it. you know, like couples who have the first three ingredients I mentioned now tend to use humor and affection during conflicts. Do you know that 69% of conflicts are never solved? Do you agree with me? They are perpetual problems that exist in every relationship. So all you have to do is manage the conflict and know how to cope it, and you just sometimes let it go, like just laugh over it and let things be fine. So number four, we have create shared meaning. That is when the couples feel like when you feel like you are building something with your partner, like you guys are building something together, your roles within and without the relationship have meaning that support you. Try it. Like, you should just create shared meaning in between yourself. Whether you're in a relationship or not, there will always be support in between the two of you. Like, there will always be that support, will always keep you together. So number five, the positive perspective. Well, this sentiment overrides moments when negative things are happening. It only occurs when one party is working well. That's if it is only one-sided love, like it's one party that is feeling it more than the other and the other one is feeling less important in the relationship. Like, it is really, really irritating, and it causes emotional distance as well. You wouldn't know that your partner is feeling off from you if you make them feel less important. Maybe you don't communicate with them well, maybe you don't give them enough attention, and you know, just little by little the distance will be there. Just so you don't have to be too busy for your spouse or your partner. There's no way you can be too busy for them, you know. You just always have to find a way to get in touch with them one way or the other and make them feel loved. Yeah. So number six here, I have turned towards instead of away. What I mean there is that partners tend to make small bids for each other's attention. I'll give you an example. Someone might notice something and point it out, decide to tell the spouse or the partner. If the partner acknowledges this and responds, yeah, that means the partner turns towards her or him. But if the partner isn't paying attention, then that's an example of turning away. So you shouldn't turn away from your partner or your spouse. You should rather turn towards. It also keeps you together. So number seven, because of our time, I'm sorry. So couples should learn how to cope with this over time through discussion. They shouldn't allow small issues to turn into a gridlock for their relationship. I've said that earlier, that you know how to manage your conflict. You don't have to like make big thing out of small things like that. Of course, fights will always come, but you just know how to handle it, how to manage it, how to cope it. So couples should also make life dreams come true. Figure out the dreams that are the subtext for the conflicts, because trust me when I say they honor them. They honor those dreams. So you just like try to figure out the dreams that are subtext for the conflicts. So I hope those levels I mentioned earlier help you in any way in your relationship. So people, it has some essential behaviors as well to a healthy, happy long-term marriage. Yeah, let me state them out. I've really take my time. So I would mention like five essential behaviors that will really help your marriage or your relationship, and it will be healthy, trust me, to be happy when and all that. So the first one I have is love and affirmation. Yeah, you need to show some love, show more love, like show them more love and let them feel love. You should also feel love. Love yourself, love them. That is number one. Love is important, of course. Learn how to deal with your failures through forgiveness and apology. When you know you're the wrong person, please don't hesitate to say sorry. That word goes a long way. So always learn how to apologize and always learn how to forgive as well. Learn how to listen. Learn how to listen to them. Don't be a snob. Don't ignore them. Always try to listen. And when I mean listen, I mean listen attentively to whatever they have to say to you, no matter what. Learn how to listen to them. If they really appreciate it, they will always appreciate it whenever you listen. When you listen to them, surely know that they want a response from you. And if you listen to them, don't just listen to them like, I'm just listening. Just listen to them. Pay attention to them. So learn how to listen, because it's really important and it's very good. Also, learn how to handle your anger. Well, I've said that earlier, like twice, that you learn how to handle your anger. Don't raise your hands up, please do. You learn how to handle your anger. You always get, there's no how you won't get angry. Yes, that would come up. There's no how it won't come up, but you just learn how to like control it. Don't let your anger be over you. You just have to learn how to curb it, learn how to control it, learn how to manage it as well. Accept and just laugh about the minor irritations, no matter what. Just accept it, laugh over it, and let it go. Well, there's still more on this topic, but we shall surely continue next time on the same show. But that is it for today. So don't forget to follow our social media platform at thedispray.com for your contribution on the show. Please, you can also call +12122569117, +12122569117. For your adverts, click on www.dudespray.com or ajakiade@dudespray.com. And our sponsors, our supporters, don't forget to click on info@dudespray.com. So guys, I'll see you next time on same show, same station. I'm still your favorite medium. See ya. Mwah.
Anybody way won't fight you. Man, they come there already know. I'll be right beside you, like the wall of Jericho. They don't know, they don't know, they don't know what's going on. Monagiso, 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 my baby boy. I'll be a soldier for you. I'm getting better in Kung Fu. You should know I got you. And you don't need to guide me too. I'll be right beside you in anything that you do. If you ever need saving, I will be running to you. Running, running, running to you. I'll be running to you. Running, running, running to you. Anywhere that you go to. Running, running, running to you. I've been running to you, running, running, running to you. Anywhere that you go to.
When I'm looking for trouble, it's cause I know that I got you. Wanting my best, everybody, oh, oh. And it's because of your Kung Fu. And any time that I'm out of control, you hold me down. You never, never let go. Oh, Munagiso, Munagiso, my baby boo. See all the battles you'll be fighting, and I'll be right there with you. I may be small, but I'm mighty, and I go running for you. And anybody waves, I be, yeah. Don't be you, pull it, I be around. And if I ever need saving, I'll be running to you.
Running, running, running to you. I'll be running to you, running, running, running to you. Anywhere that you go to, running, running, running to you. I'll be running to you, running, running, running to
you.
Anywhere that you go to, you don't need to worry. Anything you want,
sun up to sun down, love me don't go run down.
Hey, anytime you come.
baby, I go answer.
Any other brother, yeah. Baby, you make them run away.
And if you want me coming to you, I go come to
you. Oh, you wanna see me, baby, don't choose me.
Tell me what you want, baby, say I'm not in my
go. Are you ready? Are you, baby?
If they wanna be the Judas, if they wanna be the Pharaoh, me, I cannot lay low, yo. Me, I cannot do that.
This is Do The Spray FM, Pan-African Radio.